Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel. We left off in Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. We are at two dots, Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Afilu HaMelech Shoel B'Shlomo Lo Yishivenu. So the Mishnah had said about 7-8 lines from the bottom that even if the king asks you how you're doing, he's Shoel B'Shlomo, you're not supposed to respond in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef Lo Shonu El Malchi Yisrael. That's if it's a Jewish king. Avol Malchi Akum Posek. But if it's a non-Jewish king, then you have to stop, otherwise he's going to kill you. So certainly Pikuach Nefesh, a person would stop Shmona Esrei. Meisvei Amispal V'Ra Anas Bakenegdo Ra Karun Bakenegdo. If a person is davening and he's sees someone who sees a wagon coming, or sees an anas, someone who could mug him or something like that, lo yehei mafsik lemekatz viola, he shouldn't stop in the middle. He should just abbreviate the Shmona Esrei and try to finish more quickly. So don't you see that you don't stop even for a melech akum? You would just try to abbreviate the Shmona Esrei. Says ma lo kasha hada efshar lekatzer, and on the side it changes v'hada lo efshar lekatzer. Efshar lekatzer mekatzer v'lo mafsik. You have to do whatever is possible. If you have the possibility of being Makatzer, that's certainly better than just stopping it cold. But if you don't have the ability to be Makatzer, the guy's right there and you don't have time to be Makatzer, so then you have to just stop right on the spot. Tan Rabbanu, so the Gemara quotes a Brisa that tells us a story. There was a chassid that was davening. And a certain sar came by and he greeted him, and this chassid was in the middle of davening, so he didn't respond. So he waited until he finished davening. He says, you moron, don't you realize it says in your own Torah that you have to watch over your health and well-being? Twice in the Torah. So when I greeted you, why didn't you respond to me? Don't you realize, if I would have chopped your head off with a sword, no one would have been toveya your blood from my hands, meaning I had every right to kill you because you didn't respond, you didn't show a single ounce of respect when I greeted you. How could you ignore what it says explicitly in your Torah? Truth is, if you look in the actual psukim, even though when you quote snippets of the psukim, it sounds like it's talking about staying healthy, and that is the way Chazal and Poskim have understood these psukim al derech halacha and drash, but the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is it's all about don't forget Torah, right? The pasuk continues, Raki shamar lecha ushmar nafshecha ma'od pen tishkach hasadvar masharo einecha pen yosuru milvavcha kol yimechayecha vodatam levnecha levnevanecha. It's not really about staying healthy. So it showed a pretty sophisticated level of understanding that this fellow, this sar, was able to say. Could be he didn't quote the psukim exactly. He was just saying, isn't there something in your Torah about self-preservation? How could you do this? So So the chassid said, wait, let me come up with a response. Don't kill me yet. Let me respond, and then you'll see if you like my response. So he says to this tsar, let's say you were sitting and standing in front of the king, and one of your friends came over and said hello. So would you stop in the middle to greet your friend when you're in the middle of talking to the king? You got a text from your friend as you're talking to the king. Would you pick up your phone to see what the text was while you're in the middle of talking to the king? Amalei lav. He said, of course not. Why would I ever do that? And if you would sit there responding to your texts and your emails while you were talking to the king, what would the king do to you? Well, he said, chop my head off with a sword. So he said to him, Valo Dvarim, Kal V'Chomer. So it's a simple Kal V'Chomer. If this is true when you stand in front of a Melech Basar V'Dam, who's here today and gone tomorrow he's in the Kever, so I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's eternally alive. So all the more so, he's the eternal king. So all the more so, I can't respond to other people while I'm in the middle of a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyad nispayis also asar v'diftar also chas to the base of the shalom. So the sar was happy with that answer, the chas was able to go home. Meaning the sar understood that it wasn't a slight at his own respect. Adrabah, it was because he happened to have been speaking to the Ribbono Shalom. So he could relate to the idea that there are people above him, that there's just like the king is above him, so the Melech Malchei HaMelechim is above even the king. So he let the chasid off the hook. That's not the first time in the Masechta we had that comparison. between Melech Basar Adam and Melech Malchay Amlachim, right? What was it when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was on his deathbed? So he said, I don't know Beizah Derech Malichnosi, and he was crying. And they said, why are you crying? He said, because if I was facing a regular king who's Hayom Kal Namachar Bekever, I'd be crying. So Melech Malchay Amlachim, who all of his decrees are eternal, and he's eternal, all the more so. Okay, I feel Nachush Karach Al Akeva Lo Yafsik. The Mishnah said that even if a person has a snake wrapped around their heel, they still shouldn't be mafsik. You still shouldn't stop in the middle of Shemona Esrei. The Rashash points out that the lashon of the Rambam Pirusha Mishnayis she'eno noshech berov pa'amim. The Rambam says because most of the time a snake won't kill you. So the Rashash says most of the time a snake won't kill you. That's why you continue your Shemona Esrei. You follow rov, whatever happened. Te'enolchem b'pikuach nefesh achar rov. You don't follow rov when it comes to pikuach nefesh. So and the Bartanura just quotes the lashon of the Rambam. So he says va'af gav de'enolchem b'pikuach nefesh achar rov. Love klalahu. He says it's not always true. Sometimes we follow rov by pikuach nefesh. So what does that mean? Sometimes we follow rov by pikuach nefesh. Rosh Hashanah doesn't really explain. He gives a few mar makomos. So there are a couple of different suggestions as to what that might mean. Sometimes we do follow rov in the sense that it's dangerous to cross the street. Sometimes people get killed when they're crossing the street. So it's not necessarily following a rov, but it's following what's a normal behavior. And normally it's not considered to be a dangerous behavior to cross the street, and that's good enough. That's good enough that it's not considered pikuach nefesh. So I guess stam snakes don't bite. So assuming that you can identify that it's not a particularly dangerous snake, so therefore you wouldn't be mafsik. But a very difficult Rambam nonetheless. Amrav sheishos lo shanu al nachash aval akrav posek. But the Gemara says that's only if it's a nachash. But if it's a scorpion, then you definitely stop because that's dangerous. Meisvei nafal gavar rayos ein midin alav shemeis. If a person fell into a lion's den, and that's the last you saw of the person, unless you saw the person dead, you cannot be meyed that the person died. Meaning, if you want his wife to be able to remarry, it's not good enough to say, oh, I saw that he fell behind the gate in the zoo where the lions are. Because sometimes the lions were just fed and they'd rather sleep. They don't, every time I go to the zoo, the lions are just sitting there. They're not doing anything. They're not ferocious or anything. So sometimes the lions aren't hungry. If they're not hungry, they're not going to eat you. So that's not enough to be made that a person is dead. But if the person falls into a ditch full of snakes, ve'akrabim, Rashi says, very important how to translate the vav over here, or scorpions, not and, meaning one or the other, mi'idin alav shemes, so then you could be made that the person's that the person is dead. So don't you see that even snakes alone, not akrabim, you could be made that the person is dead? Isn't this a raya that if a nachash is dangerous? So how come the Mishnah says that a nachash is, you can continue davening when there's a nachash karach al akevo? Says Gemara, no, shiny asam dagav itzam maski. Snakes will damage you and will hurt you and will kill you when you bother them, and it's bothersome to them when you fall on them with the full force of your weight. So if you fell into a ditch that had snakes, yes, then if someone fell into such a ditch, then you could be made that person died. But a snake just slithers up to your leg, so he hasn't been bothered yet, and if he hasn't been annoyed, he hasn't been bothered, so then we don't assume that he's going to kill you. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, and that's why by Yosef HaTzadik, if you throw Yosef HaTzadik into the bar, right, so I don't know if it's Nechashim HaKrabim the same over here, Nechashim or HaKrabim, either way, the fact that he was thrown in, the fact that he fell down on them, would have made it dangerous. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Shvarim Posek, if you see an ox coming toward you while you're davening, so you may want to stop davening at that point and run for cover. Tatani Rav Oshaya, Marchikin Mishor Tam, Chamisha Mamu, Mishor Muad, Kim Loenav. A person should stay away from a shor tam 50 yamos, and from a shor muad he should stay out of the eyesight, completely away from a shor muad. Very strange Rashi, I don't know what to make of it. Rashi says shor tam means shalom nagach adam, that never gored anybody. Muad shenagach gimel pamim. A muad is that he's gored three times. So shor tam is that what about if he gored once or he gored twice? Rashi doesn't account for the in-between case. Unless Rashi is emphasizing shalom nagach adam, that a person, that an ox who has Well, even so, I'm not sure what to make of that Rashi. He doesn't account for the in-between case. Okay, Tanim Shmeidim, maybe he's telling you that if it was Nagach Adam even once, then it's already considered a Shor Mu'ad. If it was Nagach other Shvarim or Nagach other things, less than three times, it would still be a Shor Tam. But Nagach Adam once, it would be considered a Mu'ad for these purposes. Perhaps, I don't know. So Tanim Shmeid Rabbi Meir, Reish Tura B'dikula, Salik L'Igra V'Shadi Dargami Tuseich. If you see the head of the ox in its feeding basket, so then you may want to go up to a very high place and throw the ladder out from underneath you so that the ox won't be able to catch you. Amr Shmuel, Hani Mili B'Shar Shachar B'Yom Nisan. That's if it's a black ox during the springtime. M'nei Shasatan Merakid Lo Bein Karnav, because that's where he goes a little bit crazy. It's an expression that the Satan is dancing between his horns. That's where he goes a little bit haywire. Tan Rabbanan, Ma'isav Makom Echad Shaya Arud V'Yom Mazik Asabrios. There was a story in a certain place once where there was an arod, certain type of animal. Rashi says some type of combination between a snake and a frog that I'm not sure exactly what type of animal it is. I checked the article right before and it said a road, so I don't know, some type of animal. Bovo dilo the rabbi, and it was damaging people. Bovo dilo the rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So they told Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, we got trouble. There's an arod that escaped from the zoo and it's causing all sorts of trouble. So Amar lahem heruli eschoro. So he said, show me its hole where it lives. Heruhu eschoro. So they showed him where the hole that this arod lives. Nasan akeva al piachor. He put his heel over the hole. Yatzav v'nashcho meis osa arod. So the arod came up, bit his heel, and the arod died. Not Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. So not al ksefa of the Avila Beis Medrash, he took the dead animal on his shoulders, brought it to the Beis Medrash. Amar lahem Ru'ubni Ein Arod Memis Ala Chet Memis. He says, you see, the bottom line is the moral of the story is it's not an arod that kills you; it's the sins that kill you. So if you don't have any sins, you don't have to worry; you'll be protected. Bosa Shah Amru. So at that time, they had the expression Oilo La'adam Shapagaba Arod. Woe unto a person who encounters an arod. Va'oilo La'arod Shapagaba Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. But woe unto the arod that has to face Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. Next Mishnah. Maskirin very halach lemaisim. Maskirin gvuras kasham b'tchias amesim. We say mashiv ruach mar hageshem during the brach of tchias amesim shmanasrei. V'sheila bebirchas hashanim. We ask the saint alamatar during the brach of birchas hashanim. V'avdala b'chorin adas. And we make avdala in the brach of chorin adas. Now that last one is subject to machlokas. Rabbi Kiva omer omer brach revis b'fnei atzma. You don't include avdala in chorin adas. Rather, you say it as its own fourth separate bracha. Rabbi Lazar omer ba'adar. Rabbi Lazar says you say it in hodah. You say the modim, so it's three different opinions of where we stick havdalah into Shmon Esrei on Motzai Shabbos. But let's start with the first line of the Mishka of the Mishnah. Maskirin gvuras k'sham maitaima. Why is it that we ask for rain dafka during the bracha of Tchias Hamesim? Amar Rav Yosef mitoch sheshkula ki Tchias Hamesim lefiha kavua b'Tchias Hamesim, because rain is considered to be as weighty a thing, as important a thing as Tchias Hamesim, because it sustains life. Without rain, there's no life on earth. So therefore, when they were kaveh b'tchias hamesim, v'she'ela b'birchas hashanim haitaima, why do we have the Saint Alamatar during birchas hashanim? Amar Rav Yosef mitoch shi parnasa leficha kavua b'birchas parnasa, because that's about parnasa, so we kaveh it in the bracha of parnasa. Okay, avdala b'chonin adas maitaima. Why is it that the Tanakhama holds that we should say avdala dafka during the bracha where we ask for das? Amar Rav Yosef mitoch shi chachma kavua bebirchas chachma. Since havdalah is chachma, Rashi says hachacham yodeya lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol ben tamei l'tahar. Definition of chachma is to be able to make distinctions. Meaning, what's the definition of a shota? A shota is someone who doesn't know how to prioritize. Who doesn't know that there are certain things that are more important than others. So if he's uncomfortable at the moment, let's say, even if he's in the middle of a quiet lecture hall or something in a totally inappropriate place to make noise, he would scream out, "I'm uncomfortable," because he can't prioritize that this is more important than my discomfort at this point, that it's a little hot in this room, or whatever it might be, that it might be going through his head. That's the definition of a shota. Chachma is able to distinguish, is able to say, "Oh, this is more important than that, this is different than that," is able to distinguish different things in life. That's what Nevensal explains when we say a hadas shota. What's on Sukkot, when we talk about the halachas of hadasim, so the Mishnah says a hadas shota. What's a hadas shota? where one of the leaves is above the others. It means that everything has its place in the world, and he takes something that and puts it out of its place. It's not that he doesn't see all the different things. He appreciates all the different issues, but he puts something that's a more minor issue above the others, that it shouldn't be prioritized above. So anyway, so that's chachma. Chachma is to be able to be mavdil. For Rabbanu Amri mitoch sheichol ufich kavua birchas chol. The Rabbanu would say no, since it's chol, they were kaveya it in birchas chol. Meaning, since havdalah is what makes it a weekday, right? That's the declaration that it's a weekday. So you want it in a bracha, the first bracha of Shmona Esrei. That's only a weekday bracha that you don't say on Shabbos. Amr Rabbi Ami gedol deya shenitna betchilas bracha shel chol. Deya is so important, apparently, that of all of the things we daven for in Shmona Esrei, the first weekday bracha that we make in all of Shmona Esrei is a bracha about das. That's how important das is. V'amar Rabbi Ami gedol deya shenitna bein shtei osios. Deya is so critical that it's mentioned in between the two Shemos Hashem. Shenemar ki kel deos Hashem. So it's sandwiched by the words kel and Hashem. So you see, obviously, deya is very important. V'kol mishen bo deya, asa l'rachim alav. And if a person doesn't have deya, it's asa to be merachim on such a person. I'm not sure what that means, but that requires a little bit of analysis, because ein bo deya, what's someone who's not a bar das? A kata and a shota. Adrabba, we would think it's a mitzvah to be merachim on a katan and a shota. So it obviously doesn't mean that. Probably means someone who has the ability to have deya and doesn't express the deya the way he should. So he can't be merachim in him. Shneimar ki lo ambinosu al kei lo yirachmenu osehu. Amar Rav Elazar, gadol mekad mikdash. The mikdash is such a critical factor, also in that it's mentioned between the two Shemos Hashem. Shemar pulas Hashem mikdash Hashem. Hashem and Hashem are the sandwich. The word mikdash. V'amar Rav Elazar kol adam sheyesh bo deya ki lu nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. Anyone who has deya, it's as if the beis hamikdash was built in his days. Deya nasna bein shtei osios, mikdash nasna bein shtei osios. Because after all, both of them are sandwiched between two Shemos Hashem. So you see that they're equated. Maskev l'ravacha karchina'a Elameata gedola nekama shenitna bein shtei osios. So then you should say the same thing about nekama, about revenge, because that's also sandwiched between two Shemos Hashem. Shenemar kel nekamos Hashem. Pasuk says kel nekamos Hashem. So don't you see it's also between two Shemos Hashem? Samalei in b'milasa mia gedolahi. You're right. It is in its rightful context. Nekama is a very critical thing. In the right situation, there's no such thing as a midah that's never ever good. Even nekama is sometimes good. V'ayinu damar ula shtei nekamos halalu lama. Why do we have shtei nekamos? Achas l'tova v'achas l'ra'a. One is a good kind of nekama, one is a bad kind of nekama. L'tova d'chsiv ofia mehar paran, l'ra'a d'chsiv kel nekamos Hashem, kel nekamos sofia. That nekama can be good for Klal Yisrael, and it could be bad for Klal Yisrael. Rashi writes, v'achas l'tova k'damrin babakam paran ofia v'hifkir mamonu l'Yisrael shol shol yisrael shenog shol shalakum pater ofia gala v'hifkir. That it could be a good thing for Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael gets the upper hand on the Akum, and it could be a bad thing for Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael gets in trouble when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Nekama. It's interesting that they call Rabbi Acha Karchina'a. Karchina probably means the bald one, right? It's probably a physical description of him. So there's a major discussion about that. Whenever we talk about physical description of a Tana or an Amora, so is that a violation of Ona'as Dvarim? You're not supposed to say things that are hurtful to a person unless it's just descriptive. It's not a hurtful description. Maybe that wasn't something that was viewed as bad. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Omer Bracha Revius. Rabbi Kiva said that Havdalah is a Bracha Revius b'fnei Atzma. It gets its own separate bracha. Amar Rav Shmuel Rav Rabbi Yochanan Michti. Anshei Knesset Gedolah Tiknu Lam Liyisrael Brachos Tefilos Kedushas Havdalos. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah were misaking all the brachos, the tefilos, kiddush, havdalah. They were misaking the words of all these things. So nechzi echon tikun. If we're worried about, we don't know how to say Havdalah, why don't we just go back to the Takanos and look how the Takana was misukan? Why don't we just check it out, see how the Takana was? Amar Lei. So he said, no, there was no simple answer of how the takana was. El Maritz Chayis over here points out that v'nechzi, we had earlier on Daf Chav Beis, v'nechzi Ezra hechi tikun, that's something that's ragil tadir, it's not shaykh to say shichcha. I mean, you can't say, oh, they forgot. Remember we had the Birch Saminim, that he had forgotten, the very one who composed Shmuel Katan, who had composed the Birch Saminim, had forgotten it a year later. So we had the Kasha, what do you mean he forgot it a year later? They say it all the time. So the Yashar said it must be because he was someone who was Tarasum Nasl, someone who's Tarasum Nasl, Pata from Tvila, and therefore he hadn't said it in a year. But something that's done all the time, it's not shaykh that you would forget something that's done all the time. So he says, Afal Pisha Shematzinu, even though there's a Sugyum Psachim and Daf Samach Vav, that they forgot whether Pesach is Docha Shabbos, whether Karm Pesach is Docha Shabbos, when you have Erev Pesach Shchalios Peshabbos. So yeah, because Erev Pesach is not Chal on Shabbos every year. It's not something that happens all the time. But it's not shaykh that they would have forgotten how to say Havdalah in Tefillah. How could you forget something like that? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Heichan Tikun, Nechzi, Heichan Tikun, just go check how the Takana worked. What are we asking over here? What are we wondering over here? How can we have a machlokas how Havdalah was? So it went back and forth. Initially, they were Kaveyat B'Tefillah. They decided to have Havdalah during davening. Heshiru Kavu Alakos. They got a little more money, and they decided that they're going to say Havdalah al Kos, that you say it on a Kos Shal Yayin. Henu Chazru Kavu B'Tefillah. People got a little poorer again, and they put it back into Tefillah. Vehe Mamru Hamavu B'Tefillah Tzaruk Shehavdalah al Kos. They said, you know what? Maybe we're not going to keep changing it every time the economic condition of the Jewish people changes. We're not going to keep changing the mitzvah of Havdalah. So here's the rule. Say it in Tefillah, always, and when we could afford it, say it al Kos as well. Itmar Nami Yom Rabchi Barabba Amar Biyochna Anshe Knesset Gadol Tignu Lam Liyusol Brach Tefillah Kedush Shav Avdalos B'tchila Kavua B'tfilah Heshiru Kavua Lekos Chazvenu Kavua B'tfilah V'heim Omra Mavdu B'tfilah Tzorek Sheyavdala Lekos. Right, explicitly like that. Itmar Nami Rabba Rav Yosef Dar Mitarvayu Hamavdu B'tfilah Tzorek Sheyavdala Lekos, that even though a person already said Avdalah during davening, he should again say Havdalah ala kos. The same as when it comes to Kiddush, if you don't have Yayin for Kiddush, so what do? So the halach is Yimakadesh on Pas. But by Havdalah, there's no such din. By Havdalah, we don't say, if you don't have Yayin, then we just go with Havdalah B'Tfilah. There is no din that you could be Mekadesh B'Pas. Why? Because they could be Mavdil B'Pas. Because Kiddush is din of Kiddush Makom Suda. So the Pas is Shaykh to the Kiddush. But by Havdalah, there's no din of Havdalah B'Makom Suda. So the bread is no Shaykhus to the Havdalah, and therefore there's no din of Havdalah ala Pas. There is an interesting Machlokas Rishonim, though. What about Havdalah on Motsoi Shabbos that's Chal on Yontif? Yontif falls out on Sunday. So you do Yak Nahaz. Use one kos for Kiddush and Havdalah. So let's say you don't have a kos. So can you, you're using the pas for Kiddush. Once using the pas for Kiddush, and it's one bracha, one statement, one declaration of Kiddush and Havdalah, can you use the pas for Havdalah as well? There's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Sadivav Siv Beis, the Ramah says that we paskin that you could do Yak Nahaz al hapas, that you're allowed to do it al hapas. The Arzarua in Hilchus Motzoi Shabbos, Rav Eliashiv quotes over here, quotes b'shem his own Rebbe, a raya that you're allowed to make Havdalah al-Pas by Yak Nahaz, from a Gemara in Sukkah Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara in Sukkah tells us that Shtayim Kilchasan Shlishis Afilu Tefach, that to have a Kashur Sukkah, you need 2 walls that are perpendicular to each other, and then a third wall could even be just a Tefach. The Gemara goes through some details that it's not, you can't just have that extra Tefach, it has to be placed in a certain spot. Whatever it is though, 2 walls and then a third wall Afilu Tefach. So the Gemara over there says, on Shabbos, generally the halacha is you need to be surrounded by 4 mechitzos in order for something to be considered a Rishos HaYachid. What about your Sukkah that's Shnayim Kilchasan Shlishis Afilu Tefach? Do we say that Migod Avidofen Linyan Sukkah Avidofen Linyan Shabbos, that since it counts as walls for a sukkah, so you're considered to be enclosed, Ligabi Ilchus Sukkah, so for Shabbos it's okay too, and therefore you're allowed to carry there, it's considered a Rishos HaYachid? Or do we say, no, they're different Gedarim? So the Gemara says, Shtayim Kilchasim Shlish Safilu Tefach, Amma Rava, Vechain Linyan Shabbos, Migod Avidofen Linyan Sukkah, Havidofen Linyan Shabbos, just like it's walls for a sukkah, it's considered walls for Shabbos as well. So says Yerzeru B'Shem Rebbe, the same is true with bread. even though on other Shabbosos bread is not chashuv to make Havdalah on, over here, since we're being machshiv the bread to make Kiddush on, so it's considered chashuv enough to make Havdalah on as well. And he says, some don't like this raya because when, by the sukkah, when you're in the sukkah on Shabbos, it's still being used as a sukkah. Meaning, even after you finish eating, every moment you're in the sukkah, you're getting the mitzvah of sukkah. When you're doing Yak Nahaz, by the time you finish saying the words of Kiddush, you're already done with Kiddush. So now the pas is no chashivas anymore. You already said your Kiddush. By the time you get to Havdalah, the pas isn't chashiv anymore. Arzura says, I'm not convinced by that because you could still make Kiddush for other people over the pas. Since you can still make Kiddush for other people, it's still a chefta that's associated with Kiddush. Rav Yashar says it doesn't understand the whole tzushtel. The whole comparison is so difficult to understand. What does it have to do with chashivas? It's just that pas is something that's roy for Kiddush because the Kiddush makom suda. It's not even chashivas. It's because of Kiddush makom suda that pas is associated. And it's not associated with Avdala at all. It's just got nothing to do with Avdala. The whole comparison to Sukkah is a very difficult one to understand. Okay, vayter l'gemara. Amar Rava musvinu nashmaitin. Rava says, I could ask a kasha on this. Tov lo hiskik v'rz k'sham b'tchias ha-meisim v'shel b'rz k'shana makzirin also. If a person forgets masha for ruach or v'sein talamata, he's got to repeat Shemon Esrei. V'avdala b'chonin edah, sein makzirin also. But if he forgets Avdala, so he doesn't have to go back. M'pnei she'yachala umra alakos. Because anyway, he could say it alakos. What's the implication? That if he wants to not repeat Shemon Esrei, so it's okay because he could say it alakos. But it sounds like he doesn't have to say it alakos. That if he says it in Shemon Esrei, then he wouldn't need to say it alakos. But we just said that you have to say it alakos anyway. Don't say because you can say it alakos. Rather, it should read because you will say it alakos anyway. Itmar Nami. I'm Rabbi Yom Bar Yafes. Shal Rabbi Yossi as Rabbi Yochanan b'tzidon. Va'amila Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov d'mitzuris Rabbi Yochanan. Va'nash shamit hamavgil b'tfil tzorch she'avdala alakos alav. Someone said Avdala during davening. Is it necessary to say Avdala alakos or not? Va'amalei tzorch she'avdala alakos. Said yes, you do still have to say Avdala alakos. Ibailu hamavgil alakos ma'al she'avdala b'tfila. If a person is mavgil alakos, does he have to say Avdala b'tfila? Amar Rav Nachman Ritzel kavul chomer mitfila. Umatfila dikar takanti hi amar hamavgil b'tfil tzorch she'avdala alakos. If tfila was the original takana, and yet we still say that even though you already had Avdala b'tfila, you still need to say Avdala again alakos. So Avdala alakos, if you said Avdala alakos first, v'lavikar takantihi, where it's not the it was not the original takana, lo kol shekein, all the more so that if you're then going to daven, that you need to be Mavdil b'tfila. So Tani Rabbi Acha Aricha, second time on this Amud already, that we have someone who's given a name based on a physical description, right? I assume Rabbi Acha Aricha means that he was tall. So Rabbi Acha Aricha, Kamedra, the Ben Ish Chai has a tshuva about this. So can you call somebody by a physical attribute? He said there were two guys named Chaim that lived in the community. One of them was very tall, so they used to call him Chaim Aruchim. So that was the nickname they had for him. So Rabbi Acha Aricha, so they said that Rabbi Acha Aricha taught Kamedra Rabbi Chinina, HaMavdil B'tfilah Meshubuch Yosr Misha Mavdil Sheyavdil Alakos. Being Mavdil B'tfilah is more Meshubuch, it's more praiseworthy being Mavdil Alakos. V'mhivdil B'zu B'zu, Yenuch Lo Brachos Al Rosha. And if you're Mavdil both B'tfilah and Alakos, so you get all the brachos. On the one hand, we say that it's more meshubach to be mavdil b'tefillah than to be mavdil alakos. Alma tefillah l'chuda sagi. Sounds like tefillah alone would suffice. V'hadatanim hivdil b'zu b'zu yanuch l'brachas al rosho v'kima d'nafag le'b'chadar ifter. But wait a second. How could it then be a positive thing to do both? Because if one would be good enough, then you're potter with one avdallah. V'avya bracha shein etzricha. So then the second one is a bracha shein etzricha. V'am ravitim reish. That if a person makes a bracha shein etzricha, it's a violation of lo sisa. This is actually machlokas rishonim, whether that's to be taken literally. The Rambam in its brachas paragal v'alachat hazvav and Tosfos, right, that discuss whether it's a din d'oraisa or it's a din d'rabbanan, and it's only asmachu akra. Meaning, the svar to say that it's not really a violation of losisa is losisa is when you say Hashem's name in vain. You make a bracha, you said a very wonderful thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, if right now I would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokein Melechem Shehakol Nehyeh Bedvaro, even though I'm not eating or drinking anything, Shakol Nehyeh Bedvaro, that's a wonderful thing to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just I'm saying the Shem Hashem, I'm saying a very positive, nice thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So is that Lo Sisa Midaraisa? But either way, at least Midarabanan, it's a violation of Lo Sisa. So how's it okay to be Mavdil twice? Isn't it a Bracha Shein Etzricha? Elei Mahachi. No, we should say like this. Im Hivdu Bezu, V'lo Hivdu Bezu, Yenuch Lo Brachas Al Rosho. That if you're Mavdil in one and not the other, then you get all the Brachas. What if you made a mistake about both of them? Now, you could not be less clear in the way you express the question. What do you mean you made a mistake? What kind of mistake? So the Rishonim go to town on this. They have to try to figure out what kind of mistake. Let's just see the answer first. Amle ta bazu bazu chaz l'rosh. If you made a mistake about this and about this, so you go back to the beginning. So the Rosh and Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba say, Tabzu means you made a mistake by Avdalah B'tfila by skipping it, and you made a mistake by Avdalah Alakos by eating before Avdalah Alakos. So the Bir Halacha writes in Simrei Sadi Dalit that from the Rambam and Rashi it's mashma that they don't understand Tabzu B'zu to have anything to do with eating before Avdalah. And Bir Halacha quotes from the Or Zeruah who says, Tabzu means by tefillah, you forgot to say it. Okay, that everyone seems to agree on. Ubezu, and you also made a mistake by Avdalah Alakos that you said all the brachos of Avdalah, Bar Pri Agafa and Bar Mora Eish. You said all the ancillary brachos. You forgot the bracha of Amavdil Mekodesh Lachol. That's Ta Bezu Bezu. It's a mistake in the actual text of Avdalah. And the Arz Ruah says Piruzeh Nira Yoser. This seems like a much more appropriate pshat in the Gemara because it says Ta. If you made a mistake, if you ate before Avdalah, that's not a mistake in Avdalah. Let's just say you ate before Avdalah. You did a separate Avera of eating before Avdalah. So the Gemara says, so what's the din if you made this mistake that you simply forgot Avdalah? So you say, Chazal Rosh, you should go back. The question that all the Achronim ask is, wait a second, if your Tav Bezu Bezu Chazal Rosh means you go back and you daven again, the halacha is Tav Lo Hisker Avdalah B'chonim Adas Ein Machzir No. So we just said, why over here when it's Tav Bezu Bezu would you daven again? Why wouldn't we just say, so say Avdalah Alakos? Why would you have to go back and daven again? So Rav Soloveitchik has a very interesting approach to this entire sugya of Havdalah B'tfila and Havdalah Alakos. Soloveitchik points out that there's the din of Havdalah Alakos is different than the din of Havdalah B'tfila in terms of what they accomplish. When a person is Mavdil Alakos, what he's doing is he's showing that Su'udos Shabbos are over. A person has Shalashudas, goes way into the night. It's still Shalashudas. Why is it still Shalashudas? So long as you don't make Havdalah and you're continuing a Su'udos Shabbos, it's still a Su'udos Shabbos. It's not yet a Su'udos Chol. Havdalah B'tfila has nothing to do with a declaration at the end of Su'udos Shabbos. It's mafkia the Isra Malacha. There's an Isra Malacha on Shabbos. When you're Mavdil B'tfila, so you let it drive home after Marav on Matzai Shabbos. Even though you're not yet Mavdil Alakos, you're only Mavdil B'tfila, the Isra Malacha goes away when you're Mavdil B'tfila. So the din of Havdalah is very similar to the din of Kiddush. By Kiddush also there are two dinim. Kiddush B'tfila is Tali in the Isra Malacha, and therefore there's no one that holds that there's any problem whatsoever with making Kiddush B'tfila already from Plaga Mincha. That you could be most of Michal HaLakodesh, Dutos Eves Shabbos, with Kiddush B'tfila, because in Isra Malacha, for sure you're allowed to start early. But the Gemara does raise the question, Chav Zayinun Beis, if you're Mekadesh HaLakos, Bizman Tos Eves Shabbos, are you allowed to make Kiddush HaLakos, Bizman Tos Eves Shabbos? Why? Because that's not just about an Isra Malacha. Kiddush HaLakos is saying that this meal, I'm being Koveya, this Suda, as a Suda Shabbos, and that you might not be allowed to do when it's not yet really Shabbos during the Zman Tos Eves. That's why the Gemara at least raises that as a question. So it could be that just like Suda Shabbos is Nikva al Yedei Kiddush Alakos, it's Mistayim al Yedei Havdalah Alakos. So if a person is Mavdil Alakos, let's say on Shabbos afternoon after Plaga Mincha, even though it's still awesome for him to do Malacha until Tzeisal Kachavim, he can no longer be Mekayim Shalashudas. Right? If he's Mavdil, if he makes Havdalah early, like we said, you're allowed to be Mavdil as early as Plaga Mincha, you can't be Yotze Shalashudas anymore. You're already Koveya, Su'udah Shabbos is over. So that's why that's the Svara for Ta'am Eino Mavdil. The Gemara Pesachim says, if someone ate something, he can't say Avdalah anymore. Why? Because if you ate something after the Zman of Yitzias HaShabbos, not continuing the Shalosh, started a new meal after Shabbos is already over, so it's not going to make sense to then make Avdalah Alakos. You already started your Su'udos of Chol by starting a new meal. So Avdalah Alakos will lose its entire mashmos. It's a pagam in the kiyum of Avdalah Alakos. So the whole Isser to be toim before Avdalah is similar to the Isser being toim before Kiddush. You ever wonder, we have a halach, you're not allowed to eat before anything. You're not allowed to eat before you do any mitzvah. Why is it that before Shachris, everyone holds you allowed to have a cup of coffee? Okay, with sugar, without sugar, milk, everyone holds you allowed to have a cup of coffee. Before Kiddush, before Havdalah, you're not. You're not allowed to have a cup of coffee. Why? What's the difference? Because the din of eating before Kiddush and eating before Havdalah has nothing to do with maybe you're going to be caught up and you're going to forget to do the mitzvah. It's not just a din in not eating before a mitzvah. It's a din in Su'udah that you need to be Koveya whatever you eat, as Su'udah Shabbos or as Su'udah Schol, and when you you eat something else, anything else, you're being koveyed as something as something other than Suda Shabbos Suda Schal. So Salvejic says that's why Tav Bazu Bazu, the reason you daven again and then you're Mavdal Al Kos, is because since you already ate, so they're already, I mean, you're assuming that that's what it means, that Tav Bazu is that you ate before Avdallah, so in Al Yedei Zeh, the Suda Schal was already Chal, you can't be Mekayim Kiddush Alakos, Havdalah Alakos in the ideal way. So since you can't be Mekayim Havdalah Alakos in the ideal way, you've already robbed Havdalah Alakos of some of its mashmos, now you got to go back and do Havdalah B'Tfilah. Normally you skip Havdalah B'Tfilah, okay, you'll get Havdalah Alakos, so you don't go back and do Tfilah over again. But over here you were Toeim, you ate something, so Havdalah Alakos loses something. So you can't just go say Havdalah Alakos, you have to go back and say Tfilah. Salvejic said that in the Yartzeit Shir, I think. Okay, Amud Beis on the top. Amud Ravina L'Rava. So he said, no, how do we pass on this issue? Someone's mavdu b'tfila. Do you need to say Avdala al kos or not? Some like kikidish, makidish avgav the makadish b'tzusa, makadish akasa. Avdal nam, yavgav the mavdu b'tzusa, mavdu akasa. Just like in kiddish, even though we say kiddish in davening on Friday night, you still say kiddish again when you get home al kos. So to Avdala, you say Avdala b'tfila, you say Avdala al kos as well. Rebbe Lezer Omer bo da'ar. Rebbe Lezer says that no, Avdala is not like the Tanakhama said, including Chorin Adas, nor like Rabbi Akiva, Brach Revi's Pifneatzma. Rather, you include Avdala in Hoda'a. Rabbi Zeir, Rav Rachav Chamra, Rav Kashakal, Vazel Rabbi Chia Baravin Basrei. Rabbi Zeir was riding on a donkey and Rabbi Chia Baravin was going behind him. Amalei Vadei Damrisum Shmei Rabbi Yochanan Alach Rabbi Lezer B'Yom Tov Shchal Yosachar Shabbos. Is it true that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer on a Yom Tov that's Chal after Shabbos and a Yom Tov that's Chal on Sunday that you would say Havdala B'Hoda'a? Amalei in. So he says, yeah, that's what we'd say. Halach L'Machal D'Pligi. Wait a second. When you say the Halach is that way, that implies someone disagrees. Says Gemara, of course someone disagrees. Vo pligi Rabbanan. Yeah. Remember the Rabbanan disagreed. So says Gemara, Emer D'Pligi Rabbanan B'Shar Yimas Hashana B'Yom Tashkal Yosach Shabbos Mi Pligi. Maybe the Rabbanan only disagree when there's a brach of Das, when there's a brach of Atachon Elodin Das to stick Havdalah in. But when it's a Yantav Shemona Esrei, maybe the Rabbanan never disagree in such a case. So says Gemara, okay, but still, Vapalag Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds Havdalah gets its own bracha. So for sure, Rabbi Akiva will be cholik. So Atu Kol Hashana Kula Miyavdinu Rabbi Akiva Dash Nekuv Nevet Kavasei. Well, the rest of the year we never follow Rabbi Akiva that it gets its own bracha. So why should we follow Rabbi Akiva when Yantav falls out on Sunday and give Avdala its own bracha? Well, Kol Hashana Kula My Time Lo Avdinu Rabbi Akiva. Why is it that the rest of the year we don't follow Rabbi Akiva? The Timni Shrei Tikun Tishri Lo Tikun. The Chamur Masake in 18 brachas Shemona Esrei, not 19. So you can't just add an extra bracha into Shemona Esrei. So Achanami Shev Tikun Timni Lo Tikun. And the same is true when Yantiv falls on Motzai Shabbos. The Rabbanim were misaking 7 brachas for a Tzilas Yantiv and not 8. So you can't just add an extra bracha. And therefore, we're left paskin like Rabbi Lazar, because you can't paskin like Tanakama, there is no bracha v'atachonein, and you can't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, because we never paskin like Rabbi Akiva, you can't just go around adding brachas into Shemona Esrei. So Amalei, lav halachi idmar el matin idmar. He said, you know, we actually didn't say that halachas like Rabbi Eliezer, we said matin like Rabbi Lazar, that we lean in the direction of Rabbi Lazar. Idmar, yizav ravdim yam rishum rabbeinu halacha v'amri la matin. That he said Mishum Rabbeinu that halacha, and some say matin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar modim. He used a different lashon that the Rabbanan are moda to Rabbi Lezer in the case where Yanta falls out on Motzai Shabbos. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar nirin, and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says that it's nirin, that it appears that Rabbi Lezer is correct when Yanta falls out on Motzai Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Zerin Nekot Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Biyadech Dediek V'Gamar Shmeitzim Pumid Demar Shapir Karach V'De Pumbedisa, that you should follow Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba's tradition of how to paskin like Rabbi Lezer with the lashon of nirin, because he's the one that was very medayik to make sure to get all the Masoras 100% correct, like Rachba did in Pumbedisa. Now, before we go even a second further to describe where Rachba was so medayik, what's the difference between all these Lashonos? Halacha, Matin, Nirin. So Rashi explains each one. Halacha, Mandir Malacha Darshini Labipirkin. If Yolda Halacha means that's the way you paskin publicly. You let it be known. You give a clap on the bima, you tell everyone, this is the Halacha, this is what you do. Mandir Matin, Midrash Lo Darshini Barab, Mavalarui Marin, and Liach Lassos, Krebelazar, Biyam Toshkali Yosvecha B'Shabbos. Holds that you shouldn't say it publicly because people will get confused and they're going to think you always do this way, that we always follow Rebelazar and you always say Avdallah Bodah. But if someone asks you a personal Shaila, you should give give them this answer that we pass on like Rabbi Elazar. Umandiyam Nirin Oruyin Amilomarina and Viavalomadrin Nuvda. Nirin would say that Rabbi Elazar is really correct to the extent that if someone does like Rabbi Elazar, we don't correct him, but you wouldn't even tell someone lechadchila to do like this. Modim Chacham Rabbi Elazar Biyam Tshchal Yozak Shabbos would mean that everyone's moda, that even lechadchila you could do that way. So anyway, so the Gemara had said Nekot Rabbi Chiya Barabba Biyadcha that you should follow Rabbi Chiya Barabba's Nirin because he's the one that was. That was most medakdek in the lashon of his rebbe, like Rachva bepumadisa. Back in the Gemara, Dama Rachva Am Rabbi Yehuda, Harabai Stav Kafaloy, Vay Stav Lufnimi Stav. Totally different topic, but the point is that Rachva was very careful to say the lashon of his rebbe. He said stav kafal haya, even though it would have been obvious from context, and even though the lashon of the Mishnah rather is itztava, he used the term stav because stav is the lashon that his rebbe used. So he's always medakdek to say b'lashon rabbo. The Mishnah Idio says that that the Talmidim of Shmaya Vavtalion would say that molehin mayim, that a molehin of mayim. You know, what ramifications it has on the mikvah. So the Mishnah Idio says, hin mayim, hin is a measurement. Why do you have to say malay hin? Because chayiv adam lomar b'loshon rabo. You have to say b'loshon rabo. And Shmaya Naftali were gerim, they couldn't pronounce the hey. So they, when they said in, hin, it came out like in, no one knew what they were talking about. So they had to add extra words of explanation. Malay in, and everyone understood that they meant hin. So when the Talmidim, who were able to pronounce the hey, would say it over, they would still keep the same lashonos. That there's such an inyan to dafka say b'loshon, the same lashon that your Rebbe used. Even if it seems unnecessary. Amar Rav Yosef, I know lo hayadana v'lo hayadana. El midrav shmuel yadana d'takinu lan marganisa bavel. He says, I don't know from these things, but I do know that there was a takana of how to say the bracha properly in the Shmon Esrei, how to include Avdol in Shmon Esrei and Motzai Shabbos when it's Yontif. And the way it is say it is as follows. V'atodienu Hashem Elokeinu esmishpatei tzidkach v'tamdenu lasos chukei rutzenech v'tanchilenu zmani sason v'chagi nidava v'tarishenu kedusha Shabbos v'kavun moed v'chagiga saregel bein kedusha Shabbos l'kedushas Yom Tov hivdalta v'es Yom Hashvi m'shesh yamei amasa kidashta hivdalta v'kidashta zam chisog v'troska v'titan lanu. And then you go right into v'titan lanu. So he says, we follow that. That was the takana of how to say it. Says Mishnah, Ha'omer al kan tzipor yagir rachamecha v'al tov yizach ha-shimcha modu modu m'shaskin asov. Someone says any of the following three things. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such rachmanis on the birds, or because he has a mitzvah shiluach ha-kan, or that we should always remember Hashem for the good. Or he says modim twice, so we quiet such a person down. Now there is a machloka, there is a discussion. The Ramban al Torah discusses, why is it that we have a mitzvah shiluach kan? The Ramban says, to teach us the midos of rachmanos, to teach us that we should be rachmanim. The Rambam says, why is it? Because we have to be rachmanim. We have to have rachmanos on the verse. Isn't it against Beferish Mishnah? Homer al kan tzipor yagiru rachamecha? So the Ramban says, no, the problem with the Mishnah, the problem with the line in the Mishnah is, a person who says that we're doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being merachim on the birds. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being merachim on the birds. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach us the midas harachmanos. Big difference. If you view it from a Peter perspective, you know that we just have to have rachmanos on the animals, well then shechita becomes something that you can't do. Because after all, we have to have rachmanos on the animals. No, it's not about rachmanos. There's no rachmanos on animals when it's going to hurt our own lifestyle, our own ability to do things in life. No, mankind comes above animals. It's to teach us midas harachmanos. It's also pretty clear from the context of this Gemara that all of these things that we're talking about over here, it's also to say in Shmona Esrei. To say them stam is not the yisur. So Bishlam modem modem. The Gemara says Meshasim also Mishum Demechzik Shtei Rishuyos. I understand why we need to quiet somebody who says modem twice because it looks like he's davening to two gods. V'altov Yizach Hashem Chunam Mashma Alatov Lo Alara. I understand that someone who says that he's blessing God for good, that's also bad because it sounds like he's only blessing God for good and not for the bad. Utzaren Chayvel Mvarich Alarok Shem Shem Mvarich Alatova. We have to be Mvarich on the bad as much as we're Mvarich on the good. El Al Kan Tzipor Yigir Rachamecha My Time. Of what's the problem with saying Al Kan Tzipor Yigir Rachamecha? Pliga batrei amaroi b'marava machlokas amaram Rabbi Yosi barav and Rabbi Yosi bar Zvida chadam neisha matel kina b'masa bereshis. One says because it makes it look like Kodesh Baruch Hu favors birds over all the other animals. V'chadam neisha also midos v'shal Kodesh Baruch Hu rachmim v'en el gzeros, that you're making the midos of Kodesh Baruch Hu into rachmanos, and it's not, these are gzeros. We don't understand the full reasons for all the mitzvos. Hodu nachs kamed rabba v'amarat chas al kan tzipor at chos rachem aleinu. Someone was davening in front of Rabba, and when he was davening, Rabba overheard him saying, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you had Rachmanis on the bird, you, just like you have Rachmanis on the bird, you should have Rachmanis on us. Am Rabba, Rabbi says, wow, how wonderful, what a great, innovative way to daven. Abai says, it's not in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to say that. You can't daven like that. And Rabbi was just saying that to see if Abaye would catch on. If Abaye would, he wanted to sharpen Abaye. Very strange for a couple of reasons. First of all, there's a din mishaskin also. So shouldn't you pick a different place to be mechadid Abaye where you're not going to be in violation of the din of mishaskin also? And also, l'chududil Abaye is to see if Abaye knew enough in the Mishnah. Maybe go with something that's a little different, that's a little more difficult, a little more of a challenge. There's enough in the Mishnah. Right at the beginning of Shas, Abaye only had to make it through Dav Yomi for 32 days in order to get to this Mishnah. So very difficult. Rabbi Chanina. The son was davening by Rabbi Chanina. Amar, and he was saying in his tefillos, he was saying on and on and on. Him didn't allow to see him, so he waited till he finished. He said, you ready? Finish praising all the praises you could say to Hashem. Lomeli kulehai. Anan hani tlas damrina ni lav damrina Moshe Rabbeinu bar Raisa. Vasu anshak nes agdol v'teknina b'tfila lo avin yichol nomemer lehu. Even the three things that we do say, akel agadol agibar v'anor, even those three things that we do say, had it not been for Moshe Rabbeinu saying them, we would never be allowed to say them. V'at damrit kulehai v'azalta, and you just keep going on and on and on and saying more and more shvachim. Mashal melech basav dam shayelo elef alafim dinari zav. V'yimakalsinus v'shal kesef v'lo g'nayu lo. You think it's such a covet to Hashem? If a king has millions and millions of dollars, and you say, wow, you must have $1,000. So that's a g'nai to him to say like that. So you're going to say all these praises as if it's the greatest praise in the world? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's infinite. There's no end to the Shevach. This is where of salvation gets that holy yisod that we've been talking about over and over again, that tefillah requires a matir. For us to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, oh, we know how to be Meshabeach you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a chutzpah by definition. It requires a matir. The number one matir is the avos, that the avos did tefillah, so we can vow. The Anshek Nesek Gedol Rumasak in words, we can say those words. Without a matir, a person has no right to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu.